A few hours back, and this was last week, I listened to some very young-sounding men and women debate the question of whether Iraq should continue to exist, and whether Kurds should form a separate nation, and whether Muslims of all sects could live together. And most seem to think, despite the weight of centuries arguing that human beings all want the same things, to live in peace and good fellowship, and that absent scarcity, absent powers, energetic efforts to sow divides and keep us separate, we get along just fine. And there was no one to say to them, would fighting exist in the midst of abundance? An abundance every human being made and shared in without coercion? And isn't power global? Are not the forces that limit every life in this class system global in scope? And does it really make sense then to grapple with these forces stuck in the narrow box of nation? And doesn't rule dog all of our lives by keeping us divided? Which means, obviously, that we must all come together and show solidarity. And no one said, what future do we want? Not just for ourselves, but for all human beings. And there was one courageous woman who kept insisting that she was a human being first and foremost, and wanted this, you could feel it, wanted all to see that good fellowship was a real possibility, because it's our nature. Now that was journalism. There was no one to ask, what stands in the way of it, of good fellowship? No one to help them get to the root of the problem. That was journalism. Now you may say, but not journalism at its best. Would not journalism at its best be represented by the delving of Nafiz Ahmed? Because it reveals a power strategy initiative for suppressing us, the Minerva Research Initiative, funded by the U.S. Department of Defense, for derailing dissent. You know, giving us a kind of a heads up, which tells us what? That power plans. But say journalism steps back and probes again, this time not in facts, but in reason, and asks, what is the point of this power strategy? And perhaps journalism would see then the tailoring of power's ongoing propagandistic planting within the media, i.e. making use of journalism itself, planting this propaganda in the minds of the people. When have we ever realized that we have to be the opposite of that? Or else we forfeit the game, because it's about numbers. Numbers seeing reality. Power strategic efforts ever focus on controlling the thinking of the vast majority. So obviously, if only because of the consequences of not, perhaps some of us should begin aiming at encouraging our brothers and sisters to consider what is power's opposite. Instead, we are encouraged to gravitate to these tiny little enclaves of supposed righteousness and sneer at the vast majority and claim our specialness, just as Plato showed power they could get us to do. Thousands of years we've been manipulated like that. And true, it's taken the use of a mighty load of agents to stimulate that process. But we have to actively counter it so that we can actively counter power's manipulation of the discourse, of the thoughts that are out there generally. Because we're each of us stuck in these little tiny boxes, and we have to start hearing our reality confirmed more generally in order to build that opposite to power. And this assumes that the tools we need for honoring our body's truth already exist, and we simply need to come together to talk about this. or some might say the best, of journalism is represented by those who risk their lives to prove states lie or document the suffering those states try to hide. Or some claim journalists in war zones are akin to Miklos Nisley, that they bear witness, and that we need to know, we who watch in safety and comfort, we need to know how much our brothers and sisters suffer at the hands of the sociopaths called statesmen. But it's not enough, this documentation, not adequate to true representation. Recall what Miklos said. He acted as a doctor, not a journalist. And like him, we must bring hope to our fellows. Okay, this needs to be organizing 101. Hope is key to our even beginning to see reality. Otherwise, what are our fellows stuck with? Watching atrocity after atrocity that the journalists righteously put before our eyes. All we have as consequence is dulled empathy when there's no solution presented. We gotta start pointing the light to the way out. And there is only one way out when you do the analysis and you see how we've been conquered. We have to undo that atomization. We have to undo the divide. Otherwise, I mean, it's pretty straightforward. And yet we never hear this. It should be what every person who calls themselves a progressive is actively engaged in doing. Reclaiming our brothers and sisters globally, working together to create the opposite, unity, solidarity, a vision of the future that allows it to live. Hope comes when we become the bridge to each other's thoughts, so we can hear we share a common truth, a common longing, a shared purpose, and mutual concern. It's not acceptable for those who could affect this to allow the hearts and minds of our fellows to remain power's sole province and plaything.